We're gonna show you the time of your life. Justin's the husband and Kelly's the wife. We're watching movies and making some bad jokes for you folks. When like and subscribe to our channel called Parents Night.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Is that loud?
The dog
jumped. Hi, everybody.
The dog jumped a mile.
I'm Justin. What's your name?
I'm sorry, I thought you were talking to Asia.
Kelly, tell him your name.
You were so loud. I thought maybe you were asking the people like in Hawaii.
Kelly, we're trying to expand our brand to be worldwide, so I need to communicate with everyone in the world at once.
That's not how the internet works, Justin.
It's not? You don't have to be louder?
No.
What's your name?
We've met. My name's Kelly.
Oh. Well, they haven't met you necessarily. Welcome to Parents Night In here at enough.com. Tonight we're watching
a movie.
Excellent old school comic book movie. It was one of the early ones of our childhood because back when we were kids, you didn't get a comic book movie every 3 months.
No, that's true.
You were lucky to get one every like 8 years back then.
We had really difficult childhoods.
We did. Jesus. Fucking kids today.
It was awesome.
You don't even appreciate it. So we're watching Dick Tracy.
Let's press play.
Okay.
I love all of the colors in this movie.
Yeah,
I love the
colors are amazing.
The primary color palette.
Yep.
I love Glenn Headley.
What else had you seen her in?
I don't know. Maybe this was the first movie I saw her in, but I love her.
Animation, right? All these the cityscape stuff?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. It's super cool.
Yeah. Yeah, they did a great job of making this look like a comic book with people in it.
This was almost like a precursor to a movie like Sin City.
Yeah.
It's steeped in like surrealism.
And I feel like all of their shadows are drawn.
Yeah, animated.
Yeah.
All the original songs in this movie were written by a very famous songwriter.
Oh, did I? If it was already on the screen, I didn't see it. No, I didn't see it.
Okay.
Because I was watching The Boy. So... Whenever I think about this movie, I'm immediately transported to the moment where we decided to see this movie. And I was like 10 and I was swimming at my friend's house. It was a gorgeous day. And we were like, okay, we've been together all day. We don't want this day to end. Let's see if we can go to a movie together. So we asked our parents to take us to a movie, which in the 80s meant your parents dropped you off at the sidewalk with a $10 bill and sent you in to buy your tickets and sent you on your way. I'm always transported to that moment in time. Like, I feel like I'm there on that summer day.
Yeah.
My memory of Dick Tracy is not of watching the movie so much. It's of making the decision to see it. But I walked out of the movie theater like, that was kind of unlike anything I'd ever seen. Like,
yeah.
I recognized that at that time. So this was my first time seeing Warren Beatty.
Yeah.
But I was very...
I think I knew the name, but I hadn't seen him in anything.
But Glenn Headley... trying to remember if she was in other things that I'd seen before that or if it was one of those deals where like every time I saw her after that I was like, oh, the lady from Dick Tracy. She was great and she was in Mr. Holland's Opus.
I loved
her in that. What?
I never saw it.
You haven't seen it?
I'm not.
We should watch together. I would be interested to see if when I watched it again, if I think it's really cheesy. I loved it.
So yeah, I knew very little about Dick Tracy other than I knew the name, and I knew that he was a guy with a yellow suit and hat who solved crimes.
Right.
And he had a wristwatch that he talked into.
It looks like her dress is painted on.
Yeah.
She's gorge.
She's so hot in this movie. The scene where she's crawling all over his desk, like throwing herself at him, as a kid, I was like, I wouldn't say no to that.
And sorry. You were 10. No, you were 14.
Tess Trueheart is, I'm sure, a very lovely woman, but I'm sorry. What are you doing, Dick?
You leave me for Madonna, I'm punching your face.
I think this was the first movie I ever saw Madonna in.
Was it the first movie she was in?
No. Desperately Seeking Susan.
Oh, duh. Right. Yeah. I knew that.
The color palette in this movie is so fucking cool.
It's perfect. They do such an amazing job of using color to make it seem like it's a comic book.
A comic strip, yeah. Somebody did a color palette analysis, and I think aside from like flesh tones, it's black, white, red, yellow, green, blue, purple, orange, and that's it.
I love looking at those color palette analyses.
Yeah.
Analyses. What the hell? I'm a professional person who does words for a living.
I'm a professional person. I look at the color analyses.
Wow. All the people listening to this would be surprised to know that I literally use words for a living.
I literally use words when I'm talking.
My job is word doings.
So we haven't been talking about what's happening exactly.
Who cares? The movie's not important. Only our opinions. Our opinions are the only thing that matters.
Wow.
And if you disagree, you can go now!
Jesus. The kid's dad is gross.
I don't even know if it's his dad. I just always assumed it was like a...
just some guy that like...
Just like a guardian.
He looks like a Frank Miller drawn character from Sin City, actually.
He does. It's interesting. Like, the action sequences, they slightly speed them up. It's like 1.25 speed.
Yeah.
I love the visual of the shack going back and forth. Yeah. But yeah, I don't get the impression it's his dad. This kid's an orphan.
Right.
He's just his caretaker.
He basically works for the guy.
He's Yondu, except actually bad.
Except actually a dude.
No redeeming qualities. Wow.
Jinx, buy me a beer.
Boom.
It's Al Pacino.
What would I have seen him in before I saw this? Because I feel
Al
like
Pacino?
When I saw this. No, but I feel like when I saw this, I knew him.
Yeah, but...
When did Scent of a Woman come out?
92.
When did this come out?
90.
Okay, so that's not true. So maybe when I saw...
You would know him because he was a really famous actor, but like he was in all...
I would know him from The Godfather. Oh, no, wait.
R-rated shit. Yeah, so...
When was this picture taken?
Recently. He's old.
No! James
Caan is old, dude. The Godfather came out 48 years ago.
He's so old.
Kelly, Elf came out 17 years ago.
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
We should do Elf this year.
We should do Elf.
No! No!
No! James Caan! How the fuck did you get so damn old?
Yeah!
Yeah! Elf came out 17 years ago.
Wow. Pacino was born in 1940.
He's really old.
I didn't realize he was that old. Yeah. The Godfather was his fourth acting credit.
Wow.
What's Serpico? I haven't seen that.
That's a good movie. He plays a idealistic cop who kind of takes down the corrupt system.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen him be a good guy. I mean, have I?
No, probably not.
I guess so.
You should watch Heat. He's a good guy in that, but he's a really conflicted good guy.
I've seen bits and pieces of Heat.
You've probably seen bits.
My brother loved that movie.
That's a really good movie.
He watched that movie a lot when we were in high school.
Heat was actually a major influence on The Dark Knight.
I'm having one of those moments where like time is really jumbled for me, and so as I'm watching this movie, I'm like, this can't be the first thing I saw this person in, but it is. It's the first time I saw Al Pacino. It's the first time I knew it was the first time I saw
Beatty.
I think
it's the first thing I ever saw him in.
I mean, I guess probably. Because who watches The Godfather before they're a late teenager? Yeah, so my first Beatty, my first Glenn Headley, my first Pacino. So Flat Top, to me, always struck me as like...
Flat Top is such an awesome looking character.
Yeah, like how they did that with makeup makes him look like he's a cartoon.
Immediately, when I saw the trailer for this and they showed Flat Top, I was like, I want to see this movie because...
Just because of that.
That he looks awesome.
When we were kids, remember how Bugs Bunny had like all these different spoof cartoons and stuff? There was definitely some duck... They did Duck Tracy. Do you remember?
I don't.
Daffy Duck was Duck Twacy?
No.
Oh, it was funny. They did like a parody and it was Duck Twacy. And
is
I'm pretty sure
like
that they
from
had
the
a
40s.
Probably they had a flat top that looks like the flat top here, and
Really?
So I had seen the cartoon a million times. That's why I was familiar with Dick Tracy because of Duck Twacy.
Wow!
And so that's why some of these characters are familiar. But I remember looking at Flat Top and thinking, how did they get it to look just like the cartoon?
Yeah, the two characters whose makeup really spoke to me when I saw the trailer were Flat Top and Prune Face.
Yeah, Prune Face is great.
That makeup is so fucking cool.
Yeah.
I need to see this.
Madonna is an interesting figure in like...
Cinema?
Just in general.
Or as they say in England, cinema?
Cinema is ubiquitous the right word? She's been in my life almost as long as I've been conscious. So like a Virgin came out in 84.
Yes.
So that song.
You were five.
Has been a part of my life since I was five. So she's been a part of my life most of my whole life. And so when I saw her in this movie, it was at the height of her fame. Yeah. And she couldn't do wrong at that point. But looking over the arc of her career, I think this is a very high peak.
I'm trying to think what the first Madonna song I ever
heard. Fabulous in this movie.
She is.
You don't remember Like a Virgin?
Like a Virgin was not the first song I heard. And it wasn't Holiday. It was the other one that came out around the same time as Holiday. But as a kid, I loved Madonna.
Everybody did. No. Lucky Star.
That,
you must be my lucky
that
star.
That might have been it. Yeah, I think it was that.
That was the one. It came out around, it was like similar to right? Let's Hear It for the Boy. Because that was like a big.
Was that 83? Lucky Star?
I'm looking. 83.
That's what I thought.
I thought Like a Virgin came first. So she's been in my life since I was four.
I was eight or probably seven.
Oh, here she is. Hello, Breathless Mahoney.
This is the scene where she shows up in his office and she's wearing this ridiculous dress. And I'm like, you're saying no? I'm sorry, Dick, but you've lost me. You're the villain in this movie. Yeah, she goes in to kiss him and he's just like, nope. You have a constitution of steel, sir. Jesus!
That's why he's so good at his job. I also had a Barbie car, but it was really a Gems car.
Holograms?
Yep. And it looked a lot like...
I still love that show.
It looked a lot like... Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing!
I watched that show.
It basically looked like Breathless Mahoney's car, except it was like neon yellow and neon pink. But it was the same shape as Breathless Mahoney's car.
Except when I watched Gem and the Holograms, I liked the Misfits.
Of course you did.
The villains.
You always like the villains.
What's silly is that the Misfits is a ripoff of Glenn Danzig's band, The Misfits.
The what?
I said
the
Misfits. I said Misfits.
Why did Glenn Danzig call his band The Misfits?
The Bar Misfits.
Is it like his mittens don't fit? See, the Bar Misfits?
James Caan.
This is very Godfather-y, actually.
It is very Godfather-y.
You got Michael at the head of the table.
That's Catherine O'Hara.
Get out of here! Rewind it!
Cameo. Totally her.
Holy crap! Catherine O'Hara. I know she's not American, but she's an American treasure. She's a Canadian treasure.
She's a Canadian treasure. I was.
She is amazing.
I knew her because of SCTV.
I never watched SCTV.
I used to love that show.
We need like a name for when that happens. Like
when you see someone you know in a movie that you never noticed before.
Right. Like someone that you know very well that you've never noticed is in a movie that you've seen 150 times.
I believe we should call it a Fuck Me Sideways. Fuck Me Sideways! That's Catherine O'Hara!
That's pretty good, but no. No. We can't call it that.
God damn it.
Tickle Me Pickle, that's Catherine O'Hara.
Tickle Me Pickle? Are you a pirate? Arr, Tickle Me Pickle.
No. What's the word that I'm looking for? It's like a...
Brainsplosion.
Found treasure keeps running through my head, but it's not like
found a... treasure?
No, you know like when you find... What is it? A found...
I believe it's called butthole diarrhea. As opposed to the other kind. They all go down! Sonny is not having Michael's bullshit.
Knowing what I know now...
Unfortunately, he's going to meet the same fate as Sonny.
Knowing what I know now, this is actually kind of hilarious that they have them sitting across the table from each other and, you know, that the big boy is played by Al Pacino. Like, that's sort of...
It's a Easter
iconic
egg.
That they did that.
It's an Easter egg.
Yeah. Apparently, there's a word called... I think it's scotoma. S-C-H-O...
Scotoma?
S-C-H-O-T-O-M-A. Why you can't see what's right in front of you.
Bada boom, they blow your brains all over the fictional town.
The use of color in this movie is iconic.
Yep.
And I remember telling my dad about it when I was like 10 and got home from the movie theater. And he was like, how was the movie? And I remember saying to him, I was like, I loved all of the colors in the movie. And as a 10-year-old, I never talked about that shit with him.
Well, most 10-year-olds wouldn't sort of notice that sort of thing.
I don't know why I did. But this was the first movie, I think, that I was like... Yeah. They did something really interesting here.
They did something unique.
Right, and it doesn't take you out of the movie to think about it.
No, it's more immersive, if anything, because it looks like a comic strip.
Yeah.
So Warren Beatty also directed this film. I don't know if you knew that.
I think I sort of knew, but forgot it until you just said it now. So thanks for the reminder. What's sort of his most famous role?
I mean, he was in Bonnie and Clyde.
That's right.
I think that was the one that put him on the map. Project went through directors Steven Spielberg, John Landis, Walter Hill, and Richard Benjamin before the arrival of Beatty.
I mean,
also Danny.
Good.
Danny Elfman did the score. He had just done Batman, and it was like, well, clearly he's the best comic book film composer. Beatty had a concept for a Dick Tracy film in 1975.
Wow. I need some clues to figure out the songwriter. I know he's famous.
He's famous.
So give me something else.
He's famous for his work on Broadway, mostly.
Broadway? Yeah. Andrew Lloyd Webber?
No.
The other guy. Sondheim.
Yep.
Really?
Stephen Sondheim.
Get the fuck out of here. I had no idea.
Yep.
I thought, when you asked me the question earlier, I was like, I know this because I know it, and I forgot. I did not know that. This movie is all about the Mandela with me. It's all things I thought I knew and I didn't know, and then I thought I knew and I did it wrong, and then I knew things and they weren't the things.
An early choice when this movie was at Universal was Clint Eastwood as Dick Tracy.
No. Well, Warren Beatty's perfect.
He is, but Dick Tracy, Eastwood would have been good.
I only know Eastwood as a wrinkled old man. Like, I know, I've never seen any young Eastwood movies.
I need to make you watch The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Okay. Because that's like one of his iconic movies. Other actors who were considered included Harrison Ford, Richard Gere, Tom Selleck, and Mel Gibson.
I would watch Harrison Ford do anything, but I would I would watch Harrison Ford Dick Tracy from here to Wednesday.
From here to Wednesday, so...
For 4 days.
4 days?
The other 3 days, I'd be dreaming about Harrison Ford being Dick Tracy.
So there was a guy named Walter Hill who was going to maybe direct, and he had it envisioned as like a realistic, violent movie. And Beatty said, no, we need to make it look like a comic strip.
So Beatty is responsible for everything that is perfect about this movie. Thank you, Mr. Beatty.
This movie went through so many versions before it finally got made.
Honestly, though, like I wouldn't want it any other way.
He considered Martin Scorsese to direct.
That would have been weird.
But then changed his mind. And then
it would have been another Godfather movie.
Finally, like most of the movies that I direct, when it comes time to do it, I just do it because it's easier than going through what I'd have to go through to get someone else to do it.
Beatty said that?
Yeah.
How many has he directed? Like what other movies did he direct?
He directed a bunch of movies.
Did he do Bugsy?
I don't think so. I think that was Barry Levinson.
Barry Levinson Gould.
Barry Levinson Gould, yes. He co-directed Heaven Can Wait. He directed Reds. He directed this. Yeah, Barry Levinson directed Bugsy.
The makeup in this movie is bomb.com,
yes.
Which didn't exist in 1990, so we'll call it the bomb...
What? The bomb I like.
It's dope.
Did dope exist in 1990?
Yes.
It's I feel fly. Like,
when did the word dope become popular? Kelly's gonna look it up on Google. Yeah,
that was really loud and it was distracting me from Madonna taking off her covering to show things. Google.
1981 is one of the first citations of dope as an adjective.
Really? What's generally considered the first rap song?
I always thought it was...
Rapper's Delight?
Rapper's Delight, but I don't think it is. I mean, according to Wikipedia, it's Rapper's Delight from 1979.
He got caught kissing Madonna. Tess Trueheart ain't having his shit.
That's a great dress. One other great dress.
Why are you kissing this woman with her titties hanging out? She didn't even belong in the 1940s with a dress like that. That dress is from some other decade in the future where women can put out their titties.
Coke LaRock is known for being the first rapper to ever spit rhymes after teaming up with DJ Kool Herc in 1973 and are recognized as the original founding fathers of hip-hop.
Hey, Kelly, what are you drinking?
Weinstephaner.
The oldest brewery in the world?
Oldest brewery in the world!
Oldest brewery in the world! In the world! Beer.
That was horrifying.
I'm drinking Widowmaker Blue Comet.
Oh.
It's not the oldest brewery in the world, but it's a delicious one.
It's the oldest brewery in Braintree.
It is the oldest brewery in Braintree.
It's the only brewery in Braintree, right?
In the Braintree!
Give me my drink and my microphone. What the hell is the problem?
Where's your fucking microphone? I didn't take it.
I don't know.
Do you have it?
Yes, but I don't know which end is the mic and which end is the...
I don't know which end is my ass.
Which end is my ass and which end is my elbow?
Hey!
I can't tell my ass from on my elbow. Lord, please help me find it. Because I need to shit. And I'm afraid I'll put my elbow in the toilet.
There's poop coming out of my elbow. Oh, wait, no, that's my ass.
It's a good thing I figured that out before I called the ambulance.
What would you say to 911? I have shit coming out my elbow. Please come quickly. And then they get there. It's okay. I'm sorry. It was my ass. I can't tell my ass from my elbow.
All my life, people have been telling me I can't tell my ass from my elbow.
Now I finally get it. I finally understand what that means.
This is one of those times. I'm sorry that I've wasted taxpayer dollars on this situation.
Tack it onto my bill on April 15th. Asshole elbow tax.
This happens often.
No.
Last week it was knees.
She can't tell her ass from her knees. I have shit coming out of my fireplace. Nope. Still your asshole. Not your fireplace.
Ma'am, we've been watching you poop for 5 minutes. Ma'am. It's all coming out your butt.
It's been your butt every time.
How many times have they watched this? Ma'am. We've been here 3 times this week. So we are going to leave you this chart that shows human anatomy. Make sure that the next time you call us, that you know where things are coming out of.
You consult the chart.
That's better. Ma'am, please consult the chart before you dial 911.
Does the place where the poop is coming out look similar to the butthole on the chart? If so, it's your butthole.
And 411 can't help you with that either. They've asked me to tell you to stop calling them. Information? Yes. Which one is my butthole again?
Also, movie phone can't help you with this.
Oh, does movie phone... Let's call it. Does it still exist?
No, of course not.
I want to know.
No movies are playing because of COVID. Rated R. Are you Googling me?
The number you dialed is unreachable.
Of course it's unreachable.
Please check your phone number and dial again.
Kelly, the movie phone thing ended in like 1999.
I thought maybe for a novelty it might still be there.
Rated R. I don't know who they hired to do that, but that was ridiculous. Excuse me.
It got canceled in 2014.
What?
2014.
Why was it around that long?
That's what the movie phone guy looks like.
He looks like Littleface from Dick Tracy.
A little bit. And now you know.
So now you know. Who does movie phone?
Jesus. His name is Russ Leatherman.
Russ Leatherman?
That is amazing.
That's
Russ
fake.
Leatherman.
That's gotta be fake.
That's like a porn name.
It is. So she banged Warren Beatty after this, didn't she? Didn't they have a thing?
Let's look it up on Google.
I think they had a
thing.
I'm
gonna look it up on Google.
So, like, Warren Beatty found it so frustrating when she was crawling over his desk that he was like, I need to bring her in real life because I'm not allowed to in the movie.
Madonna says Warren Beatty was an incredible lover. But she was confident her own skills in the bedroom matched his.
Whoa.
Yeah, they dated.
How much older is he than her?
That'd
be 20 years, right?
Let's see.
She was like 33 at this point, I think.
33?
Something like that.
She broke that late in her career?
This was...
No, like, I know this is 1990, but that would have made her like... In 1983, that would have made her 23.
No, it would have made her 26.
Sorry, 26. I'm sorry, sorry.
That's not that late.
I'm not doing math. No, 26 is late for... Like, I always think of Madonna as like...
No.
20.
No.
In general... I know Madonna is not known to be a gifted singer.
No, she's not.
But she sounds good in this movie.
Well, yeah, she's one of those singers that you can tell worked really hard to get as good as she is.
Yeah.
So you have to respect that.
And I feel like for a short period of time, she was a really good singer. And most of the rest of the time, she was more about the flash. Do you want to take a guess at the age difference between the two of them?
She's no Gaga.
She's no Gaga. What I was going to say is... You know, when Gaga was coming up, probably Madonna was a bit... I mean, I know Madonna was a big influence for her.
She was.
She very quickly surpassed that.
Oh, yeah.
Her talent is just off the charts. We'll talk about that another day. How many years is Warren Beatty?
All right, so this is 1990. Beatty had been doing movies since like the early 60s. Madonna was about 33 at this point. I'm going to say Warren Beatty was, he had to have been about 50 at this point. So I'm going to say about 17 years.
21.
What?
He was 21 years her senior.
What? So he was 54 and she was 33?
She's 61 years old today.
So what year was she born?
She was born in 1933. I'm kidding.
No.
58.
When this came out, she would have been 32.
She's fucking 2 years younger than my mom? This is another one of those, I have a problem with time, apparently. The older I get, the less time means anything to me. So Madonna could be my mom.
Yes.
Hey, Madonna.
Why aren't you my mom?
Justin.
What?
I'm one of those people who doesn't understand time.
Is there a condition for that?
I'm going to be like that time that someone you know.
Time dysplasia.
Is what it's called?
Yep.
We'll just call it Kelly dysplasia. It's going to be like that time where someone that you knew very well was telling a story and it was like 1972. No, 73. It was the spring of 73. And I remember it was the spring of 73 because John said that thing to me where it was like, someone pooped in my hat, and I know that happened in 73 because no one pooped in hats in 72. That wasn't the thing. But then...
this went way off the rails. We're pooping in hats in 73.
And then my grandkids are going to be like, Nana, you said that four times. Also, you died 30 years ago. So stop coming back here and haunting us with stories.
Wow. So in this reality... you're a grandmother who's dead, yet keeps coming back to haunt her grandchildren by telling them nonsensical stories about stuff that happened 6 years before you were born, involving poop in hats. This is among the weirdest shit that's ever come out of your mouth.
I swear to God.
And I've been here for 16 years of it.
I swear to God, I'm not on drugs. What's that thing called? The blur?
The blur. The blank.
The blank. Hey, Justin. What? I wasn't far off.
Okay. I want him dead! I wonder if this was the first parody Pacino performance.
This is where he was like, this is it. This is going to be the rest of my career.
This is going to be the rest of my career.
How did I not do this earlier?
This should have been my whole career!
Here's the thing.
Get the fuck out of here!
Now, so, let's go back in time for a moment. We did The Godfather. We talked about how the first time I watched The Godfather, I was like, am I supposed to know who that is, right? Think about this. This was my introduction to Al Pacino.
That's true.
So, can you imagine how maybe I didn't put those two things together? Yeah,
but again, he had makeup on in this movie, for one thing.
Okay, but he was screaming and his voice sounded completely different, and so... In my major influences of Al Pacino were formed by this and Scent of a Woman, Hoo-ah. So at what point could I have made the connection between again, those two weirdos?
Al Pacino got famous because of The Godfather.
Which came out before I was born while pooping in shoes was in fashion.
I understand that pooping in shoes was in fashion at the time... The Godfather came out and was beyond passé by the time you were born. But if you had heard of The Godfather, the two actors most closely associated with said movie and franchise are Brando and Pacino.
I literally walked into that movie knowing only that Brando was in it. I knew.
Jinx, buy me a beer.
I didn't know James Caan was in it. I didn't know Al Pacino was in it. I didn't know about my boyfriend, the consigliere.
That's Roseanne's mom.
What?
On the show.
Oh my God!
Yep.
Another! What are we going to call this segment of the movie? Holy shit, I didn't know she was in this! So now we have Catherine O'Hara and Roseanne's mom.
Yep.
This movie might be in the lead with
Kelly
you.
Breaks her motherfucking brain hole!
OMG, who is she? I love how each character has their own sort of
color,
main color too. Yeah. Like, yeah, like the kid is red, kid is and red, Dick Tracy's yellow.
Big boy is usually red.
Breathless bounces around. And she's mostly black, but she wore that black blue dress in the last one. Yeah. It was pretty fabulous. And she's got the purple car. And Tess wore some red. Like in one of the major scenes, she has like the red hat and the outfit. Does she wear red the whole movie? She wears red lips the whole movie.
I don't remember.
Apparently all the people that Dick Tracy loves are wearing red.
That's true.
And his tie. His tie is red. He loves tie. He does not love lamp.
The tie. He does not love lamp. Wow.
Based on the logic presented here, he does not love lamp.
You know what, though? The tie is close to his heart.
Oh,
as are
no!
the people wearing red.
Can we call Warren and ask
Boom!
Him? Can we call Warren and ask him if it was intentional?
Can we call him?
Yes.
Do you have his number?
I'm going to Google it. Let's see what happens. Ready?
Let's see what happens. Hi, Warren.
Warren Beatty's phone number comes up with this is the these are the first four articles. Are you ready?
Yep.
Warren Beatty - Wikipedia. Six decades in, Warren Beatty is still seducing Hollywood. After 18 years of near silence, Warren Beatty opens up in the October/November issue of, I don't know, it cuts off. And Warren Beatty's love life, his 37 beautiful lovers and a wife listed. Ooh, let's look at that. I didn't get his phone number, though.
Well, then you're not helping.
Beep, boop, boop, beep, beep, boop, beep. Hello, Warren!
Hello, Warren!
Tell me about the tie!
Tell me about Morgan!
Jane Fonda, Joan Collins.
Oh, these are the
Cher.
These are the people that he's banged.
Natalie Wood.
Really?
Vivian Leigh. Mm. Leslie Caron. Mamie Van Doren. Julie Christie, Faye Dunaway. Brigitte Bardot. Carly Simon.
I think he more or less hooked up with
everyone. Ooh, You're So Vain, by the way, was about Beatty.
Was it?
Yes.
I think he hooked up with basically every woman that he acted with.
You're So Vain was written about him because their whirlwind romance. That's a really hard phrase to say after a beer or 10.
Whirlwind romance.
I don't drink 10 beers.
Wow.
Whirlwind Nick romance.
Kelly. Whirlwind romance.
I can't do it.
I had no trouble at all.
I can't do it. Whirlwind romance. Anyway, it involved more people than Carly was aware of. One of his indiscretions took place within hours of sleeping with her, and it was her therapist that told her about it. Ooh, according to Carly, during her 11 a.m. appointment, her therapist broke the news that Carly wasn't the first patient of the day to say that they had slept with Warren Beatty last night.
Jesus.
Do you ever go to your therapist, and say, like, I slept with Warren Beatty last night? Is that like you kick it off that way? What are you, Michael Scott?
If I ever go to a therapist again, I'm going to start the conversation with that.
Oh, my God, please do. And then if she goes, you're not the first one today, then you can, like, actually fall out of your chair.
Then I can write a song about it.
Yeah. Joni Mitchell, Britt Eklund, Judy Carne, then Goldie Hawn. Michelle Phillips, Candace Bergen. Look how gorgeous she was. Holy crap.
Yeah, she was beautiful.
I forgot how gorgeous she was. She's got such an interesting face.
I never even knew of her until Murphy Brown.
Like, me either.
What was she famous for? Because she was on SNL like frequently back in the day.
Oh, that's true.
In the 70s.
Well, her father was...
Edgar Bergen?
Yes. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. She was a former fashion model.
Oh.
She won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress for Starting Over in 79. And she was in Gandhi in 82 and won a BAFTA.
Really?
The blank is a terrifying character.
Happy New Year.
How does someone not have a face? Like, hey, you forgot your face.
Hey, at a certain point, it's like, hey, where's your face? I go poopies into your hat.
Because it's 1972. But when 73 comes, it's all done. Because this trend is over. Like the pet rock. That's my kind of New Year's party.
We should have a 1930s New Year's party.
Here's what's going to happen, see? You're going to drink champagne, you're going to have a good time, and then you're going to go home. And I don't want to hear none of your back talk.
And if you get hungry, there's a Jell-O mold in the corner.
And if you happen to hook up with a flapper tonight, more power to you. I wish I could do the same. Don't make me do it.
Why did she just let him tie her up? He's not very strong.
He's not very strong, and she's a pretty strong woman throughout the movie, and then she's just like, fine, I'll lay down.
Yeah, she could have just broken free of him, I'm pretty sure.
She could have slugged him right in the face.
Jesus, kick him in the dick. Breathless would have punched him right in the nuts at this point.
She's despondent, Justin, because her boyfriend kissed another woman.
I have never seen Tess True Heart more despondent. Big Boy's a douchebag in all our correspondence.
You've been writing letters with Big Boy?
Yep.
He shoots back, we've resorted to eating our horses.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Don't do it, Egypt. I have no face. I feel like we're better, so I'm going to shoot all of you.
Jeez.
Hey, Dick. Your girlfriend's face is about to be crushed. You should maybe deal with that first.
Interesting. He walks towards her and she puts her gun down. Not very tough, are you, Breathless? Breathless good jabroni.
Breathless jabroni?
Breathless jabroni.
That was a bad dummy.
Yeah, that's okay.
The legs were like, fuck it. I don't give a shit about being straight and rigid. I'm rubbery.
I'm rubbery and proud.
I'm rubbery like a turkey baster.
Did you ever play with a turkey baster when you were a kid because it was fun?
I shoved it up my ass. Does that count?
That is not where I expected that question to go. Please take it back.
No.
Take it back.
Nope.
I was thinking more like your mom made you do the dishes and the turkey baster was in the dishes and so it was fun to do the dishes because you could squirt dishwater everywhere.
You asked the question I answered honestly. Not honestly.
I'm pretty sure we have to break up now.
We have to break up because I pretended to sodomize myself with a turkey baster.
Jesus. Is Breathless Mahoney dead? I forget.
She's dead, yeah.
Oh, no.
She got shot. How did she do that with her voice, though?
What? I'm guessing very much like you just did it.
Well, I'm talented, though.
Wow.
That was me.
You weren't saying that 5 minutes ago when her boobs were hanging out of her dress.
Madonna's very talented. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean to say it's a chance.
You basically just blew your chances of ever getting in bed with her.
She's 60 now.
Oh, my God.
She's
still the same amount older than you than she has been her whole life.
She's still the same amount older than you than she has been.
As she has been. Sorry. You know, Justin, sentence the doing is not the thing. Hey, look, they're eating at the diner.
Hey, look, they're eating at the diner.
Hey, look.
I wonder what the kid is
eating. The accent colors at the diner are red. It's another thing that Tracy loves.
Tracy loves red. Why was Big Boy wearing red a lot of the time, though?
Tracy loves Big Boy, Justin.
Is Tracy conflicted about killing Big Boy? Maybe that's
clearly why because she said pick up a knife and kill him, and he didn't do it.
He threw him over the edge, though.
Yeah, but he didn't stab him.
To his ultimate demise. Maybe we could live alone together. How does that spike your little tone up?
Spike your little tone up.
What?
Can you explain to me the etymology of that phrase?
I cannot, certainly.
Is it because it just came out of your arsehole? Hey, Kelly, would you like to get married? How does that spike up your little toe?
No, tone.
How does that spike up your little toe?
No, I cannot explain the etymology.
Can you explain the etymology of all your phrases and words?
Can you explain the etymology of the fad that happened in 1972 of pooping in shoes? Because I'm going to guess no.
You know what, Justin? Etymology's for nerds.
Especially the word. Only nerds use the word etymology.
What were we talking about recently? Where you used the term episiotomy instead of something that was for you.
What?
You said the word episiotomy and I was like, I don't think that is what you think it is.
remember. What is episiotomy again?
It's when a woman is having a baby and the baby can't fit and the doctor has to make a cut.
Isn't that a C-section?
That's no. No, that's when the doctor takes the baby out of the belly through a different hole.
Is when the doctor cuts her...
the opening. It widens the opening.
I don't remember.
What are you talking about? I feel like it was something to do with your skin, maybe. And I was like, that's not what you think it is. Well, I gotta go check with the episiotomy. Aww.
I have eczema on my foot. I need to go get an episiotomy.
I don't think that's going to fix it.
They're going to cut me from neck to nuts.
What is that from?
City Slickers.
Oh, that's right. Neck to nuts.
Neck to nuts. They're going to cut my left nut.
So much has happened in the last hour and a half.
So much terrible things have happened. This is the worst night of my life.
What? You laughed a lot.
I did laugh a lot. Mostly at terrible things. Pooping in hats. Cutting perenniums. So, back on track, though.
So, did you like the movie?
What do you think of Dick Tracy?
I love this movie. Did I say that at all today?
It's a great movie. Hamilton Camp. There's an actor named Hamilton Camp. Wow. I want to go to Hamilton Camp to learn how to rap like Hamilton.
There literally are Hamilton camps.
Holy shit!
They're for kids in, like, junior high, Justin.
I'm going back to junior high, then.
You were born at the wrong time for this one thing.
I was born at the wrong time for everything except every movie I've ever seen.
I was born at the wrong time for everything except the stuff I like, which is everything. Wait. Maybe I should just be, like, omnipresent.
I should be omnipresent.
Yeah.
I can be whatever age I want, whenever I want. That would be the life.
All right, so let's just recap quickly. So, we watched a movie called Dick Tracy. We didn't talk about it a whole lot.
Based on a comic
we said
book.
A lot of things.
We said a lot of things.
But they weren't about the movie.
They were mostly about pooping in shoes.
So, this is a great movie. We love Madonna. We love Warren. Warren's old. Madonna's young. The end.
They fucked, apparently.
Oh, and you know what else?
What?
It's like the colorful comic book version of The Godfather.
Sort of. In that Michael and Sonny had it out and Sonny died.
And now I haven't seen The Godfather 3.
It's bad.
But does he, like, get thrown over the edge?
He does. And then a faceless gangster is like,
I'm dead.
Wow.
Michael Corleone, your daughter got shot. And her acting was terrible.
Don't, you can't spoil it, because I still haven't seen it.
Well, you know she dies and her acting sucks.
So, back to where we were, which was, huh?
Which was at the beginning of this episode. So, we're watching Dick Tracy tonight. We really like it. The colors are amazing.
We already said all those things.
That was the last thing we said that made any sense, I feel like.
No, we talked about colors.
Red.
We talked about the tie and the red on the people that he loves. We talked about Charlie Korsmo. We talked about Warren Beatty. We talked about Madonna. We talked about Mumbles. We talked about Michael Corleone. We talked about Sonny. We talked about Dick Van Dyke. We talked about memories. I'm out of breath.
You're breathless?
Mahoney.
Thanks for watching, everybody. Don't forget to click that subscribe button and follow us on Twitter, MeWe, and Facebook.